In the studio with me this morning, a lady who is no stranger to this show, to her own show, to Facebook, to Twitter, to social media as a whole, to eight children within the quads.
Is it eight? Seven.
Was it seven? Mm-hmm. My bad. I thought there was eight. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the originator of Toons and Wooden Spoons and seven McDonald children, Mary Janet McDonald. Mary Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's nice to see you.
Nice to have you here. Now, I was part of your show, and I was very fortunate to be asked to be part of your show, Toons and Wooden Spoons, in 2022. Right?
Right. It was, I loved having you.
It was the end of your weekly series, and I remember we had a crib game.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did, and you beat me at the crib game. And the house always wins. Apparently, that's the way it works. Right? But Toons and Wooden Spoons continued, just not on a weekly basis.
Correct.
You sort of took some time back. Mm-hmm. And got a chance to spend some time with family, with friends.
100%. And really, the reason I had to step back, mm-hmm. for sure, was because of the new cookbook. It's taking a long time. So when I finished that show, it was, I think, September 29th of 2024. From the 1st of October until now, I and my daughter Margie have been working on this new book.
Now, you say new cookbook. I don't know if anybody else knows this, that the new cookbook is coming like Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday is release day, right? Is book release party.
This is a book launch.
Okay.
It's an early bird book launch. The printers have finished printing early, mm-hmm. Some of the books, and they're going to be some of them available at this book launch this Saturday. And, of course, they're already available for pre-order on Amazon.
Okay.
And that book launch date is like October the 1st.
Yeah.
But I think it might be a little earlier than that, coming from Amazon for those who have pre-ordered.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're going to have some books there. They're arriving very soon. And I'll be there to sign it. We'll have music and laughter and friends and tea and
now,
coffee.
Where? That's where people are going right now. Where is this happening? Where is
this
happening?
So this Saturday, August the 16th, from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Judic, the Celtic Music Interpretive Center in Judic.
Yes, in Judic.
Yes.
Is a great spot.
Wonderful place.
Is a great spot. And I'm excited. I'm going to be there all afternoon as well.
I know.
As part of the radio station and part of his fan and a fan of the books. Now, this is book number three, right?
Yes.
This is the end of the trilogy, the third one.
Mm-hmm, end of the trilogy.
I'm going to say the first trilogy because you never know what could happen next. But, you know, Star Wars had a trilogy and then they had two extra trilogies. I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying that's a possibility. You never know.
No.
But if you've ever picked up one of Mary Janet's books, Toons and Wooden Spoons, the first one was just Toons and Wooden Spoons, the book, right?
It was Toons and Wooden Spoons, Recipes from a Cape Breton Kitchen.
My bad.
Okay.
The second one had a subtitle as well.
Love Without Measure.
And the third one now will be?
Come in. The kettle's on.
Ooh, the kettle's on. Come and get some tea. Is there a biscuit recipe in this one?
No, there's a biscuit recipe in the first one.
I know that.
Yeah.
I've used
it. This one has a theme.
Okay. Right? What's the theme?
The theme is it's a maritime book.
Okay.
And for the month of October, we had nominations on my website for grandchildren and children to nominate their grandmother.
Really?
From around the Maritimes. And why do they think their grandmother would be a good choice to have in this maritime cookbook?
Ooh.
So the idea was we'd pick around 36 grandmothers. And didn't know how many nominations we'd get. Well, we got like 150 and plus nominations came in.
So how do you choose?
Oh, my gosh. It was so hard. It was so hard. And I knew what province they were from. We had to have.
Yeah.
So we had a drop down form on the website, you know, what province they're from. So I didn't know where they were located individually. And so, we put all the New Brunswick ones together and Margie and I, on our way to Halifax, we just read what was submitted, and we cried in a lot of them.
Of course,
you know, and ended up picking 39 grandmothers and two grandfathers.
Nice.
How did that happen?
Nice.
I'll tell you about the grandpas. I had no clue about that. For some reason, you think it's only the women that are cooking in the kitchen, which is not true.
That is incorrect, Mary Janet. Know, that is incorrect.
I know, Scotty. But what alerted me for the two grandpas was this one gentleman commented on a post that I had.
Okay.
And he said, "What about grandpas?" And I was like, "Ooh, good point." And so I called him on it privately in an inbox. Oh. And I said, "Okay, are you in?" And he said, "Oh, no, I was just teasing or whatever," because he loves to cook. He's one of the grandpas. He's from over there in Glace Bay, and a grandpa from Halifax who has been a constant follower since the beginning.
So did you just print their stories, or did you go talk to them? Did you?
Oh, no. For all of these 39 grandmas and two grandpas, Margie and I arranged weekends. We traveled to every one of their homes.
Okay.
All around New Brunswick. We visited 8 homes in New Brunswick. We visited 2 homes. It was supposed to be 3 homes in PEI, but one dear lady passed away when I went to call a call to give her the date would be there. She had passed, but so we honored her in the cookbook with her recipe
that
she was going to put in.
That's awesome.
And the rest of them from mainland and Cape Breton, and we went to every one of their homes. They had their product baked. Oh, there's a lot of ginger cookies in this recipe,
in the book.
Because the grandchildren, in many cases, nominated those grandmas because of their favorite cookies, let's say.
The ginger cookies.
I wasn't going to change that. So we have 4 special recipes, I think, or maybe even 5 of different cookies that they made. We named the book Come In, The Kettle Song, because in every case, almost every case, the ladies and gentlemen opened the door and came out on the step and say, "Come on in," you know? They welcomed us. And it's such a maritime tradition.
And you'd
such
have tea.
Love.
Yes.
And we'd have tea. They knew that I loved tea. Mm-hmm. And we would have tea and sit down and chat. And so in this cookbook, there's going to be a 3-page spread on each of those people.
Okay.
And a little synopsis of them, about them, and what they love to cook, and about a little bit about their life. So that's really precious to us. And it's great.
I've got Mary Janet McDonald in the studio with me this morning. We're talking about her rise to fame from Tunes and Wooden Spoons on Facebook. Don't roll your eyes. It is a thing. It is a thing. Some of us knew you before Tunes and Wooden Spoons, and you were the McDonald matriarch, right? Step dancing queen, you know, like you could take over as a teacher and everything else. But then you've got this extra sort of celebrity going on now after the Tunes and Wooden Spoons has started on Facebook as just doing cinnamon rolls. And it wasn't even cinnamon rolls the first one, right?
Yes, it was cinnamon rolls.
It was cinnamon rolls. Why did I think for some reason there was one more before the cinnamon rolls and then the cinnamon rolls took off?
Yeah. It was a favor. It was a favor to do that first show. It was just a favor to our daughter, Margie, who is my co-author now.
Yeah.
She was all alone. It was March 2020. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened in March 2020?
Oh, everything stopped.
Everything stopped.
Done.
And she was all by herself in a condo in Fort McMurray, having previously survived driving through the fire.
Yeah.
You know, and here we are, number 2. This thing is happening. And she said, "We got to do something." And that's how it began. And I said, "Okay, I'll do that." And in that first show, it just went It went wild. People were looking for something to do. And I was only going to do that one show.
Mm.
But there, it just, I had to finish. I had to keep on going. And
until September of 2022.
Until September of 2024.
I guess.
2024.
Was it 2024?
2024.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I did it for all those years. And I did my 200th show on September the 29th.
Okay.
And that was going to be it because COVID was over. Or was it? But yes.
Yeah.
The confinement was all over by then. And I thought, you know, people are not getting tired of it. But, you know, that's...
And you want your Sundays back.
Yeah, you know, Sundays. And I can go to the Judic Interpretive Center and sit down and enjoy some music. Or I can go to the market in Mavu, whatever. And then this happened, you know, and we just continued on and did cookbook number 2. And now... cookbook number 3.
Now, you had never had any aspirations to become an author or to put together a... The look on your face. I wish people could see that. But you never had the aspiration to be an author or to be this public person that's, you know, now a brand of Mary Janet McDonald.
Imagine.
That Tunes and Wooden Spoons is a brand that is owned by the Mary Janet McDonald Corporation. I don't know if you're corporate or not, but it doesn't matter.
No.
Right?
But... That the name Tunes and Wooden Spoons happened the day of the first show.
Okay.
My granddaughter Anna, who was at the time 15 or 16,
sure,
was making the cinnamon rolls online with her father, Brennan, our son. And out of the blue, and of course she's a great singer and all of that. She does gigs lots of places now. But anyway, she said, Grandma should call this Tunes and Wooden Spoons. And because of that first show and the popularity that happened, I was inundated with friend requests on my personal page.
Yeah.
Okay. So then all the children, and there's plenty of children to go around, right?
Yes.
They said, okay, Mom, we got to do a Facebook page separate so that you don't do this. And so I said, okay, well, let's call it what Anna said. Tunes and Wooden Spoons.
Tunes and Wooden Spoons.
And that's what happened and how it began. Yeah.
So she gets writing credit. Is that
Yeah, she does.
She has writing credit. Congratulations, Anna. Yay, Anna. And now book number 3, a huge deal when it comes to the book launch. Again, the Celtic Music Interpretive Center in Judic on Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30. You will be there. There will be physical copies of the book there.
Yes, the early bird box of cookies have cookies.
Cookies. Bookies. We're looking at books. The books will be there.
Yeah, there'll be some early bird books there. That
Somebody
was
tells
a
me
surprise.
There might be a cookie or two.
There's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
There's going to be. Jeff Cox, the publisher of McIntyre Purcell, has made sure that there'll be goodies there and there'll be tea. And the kettle will be on.
Nice.
And we'll have some family singing, and we'll have Don and Margie playing fiddle a little bit. And Scotty O, my sweetheart, will be there.
Yes, I'll be there. It's going to be a good afternoon, a great afternoon on Saturday at the Celtic Music Interpretive Center in Judic between 1:30 and 3:30. Is there a cost to get in? Is there a cost to...
Oh, my God, no.
That's why I just want to make sure.
No cost. Just come, and if you want to get a book, want to just sit down, listen,
are you signing
and
books?
I will sign
You're signing books?
Any book.
You're going to sign
want.
My book? Because I'm going to get one.
Yes, most right. definitely.
I do have to tell you a quick story that I was talking to my mother. My mother lives in Toronto.
Yes.
I think I told you this
yes.
story already. And my mom was like, could you get me a book from Mary Janet? Like,
Imagine.
Is it possible? And she lives in Toronto, and I just went to Amazon, and she had it in 23 hours. Like, it was great.
Seriously,
right? It was just one of those things. It was perfect. I just went, gift, done, and it was on her front door in 23 hours. I loved it.
Isn't
it was
that
great.
Great.
So pre-orders on Amazon as well for the book.
Yes,
if
and
you can't
Indigo.
Make it there.
And Indigo as well, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I know you told me before we got on the air that there's a quick story about Natalie, that you and Natalie have traded traded stuff in books, because she has got a book coming out too, same publisher. Oh, let's squeak this one in. What is happening with you and Natalie?
Oh, well, Natalie has a great little book coming out called I Have a Love Story. And
I guess I should stop you for a second and clarify, this is Natalie McMaster we're talking
Natalie
about.
Natalie McMaster.
We're on a first name basis
of
with
course.
Natalie, but maybe not everybody else. So Natalie McMaster and you
yes.
have got a
so this
thing.
Is this book is like a little story of her life, and it's a beautiful, beautiful book. And I think it's available pre-order as well on Amazon and Indigo. But anyway, she has a little portion of her book that has some favorite recipes in there. So she has my brown bread recipe in her book.
Okay.
And she has a 1 hour bread recipe in my book, this new book. And so we're pretty happy about all of that. And it's nice that she's my niece, and we get to do this with McIntyre Purcell kind of at the same time.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to back you up here a second. You said you talked to 39 different grandmas and grandpas.
Yeah.
Two grandpas. Natalie is a mom of, I believe, 8?
7.
7? Where do I get 8? I said the same thing about you. Okay, so she is 7, right? She's not a grandmother yet, though, right?
She's not a grandmother yet. So,
but how did she get in your book, then?
Okay, to clarify.
Okay.
We have 41 featured
okay.
people.
That's why I asked questions.
Okay, and There has to be about 100, 105, 110 recipes in any book, that's the idea. So with these 41 people, that's 41 recipes.
Mm.
Okay, so I have to fill the rest with other recipes off my own, have been shared with by family or friends, and so they take up the rest of the 60 or so recipes that are needed for the requirement for the book. And
That's how Natalie got in.
That's the way Natalie got in.
All right. Just wanted to make sure so that there's, you know, if I have that question, somebody else has that same question.
Of course.
So how does Natalie sweep in and be like, I'm not a grandma, but I want to get in on the book? The book, again, is available to you at the Celtic Music Interpretive Center on Saturday, 1:30 to 3:30. Mary Janet will be there. I appreciate you coming in here this morning.
I just love you, Scotty. Oh, thank you so much for being you.
I don't know who else to be. This is it. Mary Janet McDonald in studio with me this morning. She will be at the Celtic Music Interpretive Center with me. I'll be there as well on Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3. That's just in Judic. There's no way for you to miss it. If you're going north, it's on the left. If you're coming south, it's on the right. There's no way to miss it. You'll see the Hawk Trailhawk there as well on Saturday, because I will be there to check out some live music. What I'm going to assume is a great cookbook, because I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to assume it's a great cookbook, and to spend some time with this lovely young lady. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.